magazine, said the door ahead of him. It was a doubly thick door. Meant ammunition. Maybe tactical nuclear weapons? Angus let another Scot open it for him. He was back there rummaging in cases. A box right ahead, standing among vast tiers of boxes, said, Ammunition, Mark 50 Assault. Johnny took a jimmy out of his belt and pried open the top. It was not airtight. The cardboard dividers were decayed and stained. The brass was okay and the bullet clean, but the primer at the bottom told its tale. The ammunition was dud. He called Angus and showed him the cartridge. They went on looking for nuclear weapons. More storerooms and more storerooms. And then pay dirt. Johnny found himself looking at literally thousands of outfits, neatly arranged on shelves, even with sizes, complete with shoes and face-plated helmets, packed in a kind of plastic that was airtight and nearly imperishable, combat radiation protection uniforms. His excited hands ripped open a package. Lead-impregnated clothing, lead glass faceplates, and in mountain camouflage, gray, tan, and green. Riches! The one thing that would let them handle radiation! He showed Robert the Fox. Robert put it on the radio as real news, but told the others to go on with their own searches and inventories. They were on their way outside for food and air when another piece of news came through. It was Dunaldin. Apparently, he had relieved Thor, who had to go on shift at the mine. Dunaldin wasn't even supposed to be there.
We got some great big huge security safes here.
Dunaldin's voice came over the radio.
No combination. One is marked top secret nuclear and classified personnel only. Manuals. We need an explosives team. ENDCOM.
He guided them to him. Robert the Fox looked at Angus, and Angus shook his head.
No keys,
said Angus. The explosives team rigged non-flame blasting cartridges to the hinges, and everyone went into the next corridor while the explosives team trailed wire. They held their ears. The concussion was head-splitting. A moment later, they heard the crash of a door hitting the floor. The fire member of the team raced in with an extinguisher, but it was not needed. Lamps beamed through the settling dust. Presently, they were holding in their hands operations manuals, maintenance manuals, repair manuals, hundreds and hundreds of separate manuals that gave every particular of every nuclear device that had been built. How to set it, fire it, fuse and defuse it, store it, handle it, and safeguard it.
Now we've got everything but the nuclear devices.
Yes,
said Johnny.
You can't shoot with papers.